This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, my friend, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Want to talk to you today about what might be holding you back, especially those things that feel so normal, so deeply ingrained, so natural, so automatic that you don't even realize they're holding you back and they are completely optional, that there is another way. I want to talk today about the things that keep us living small, that keep us out of our potential and in our comfort zone where, yeah, it can be uncomfortably comfortable, maybe familiar, but not ideal, far from ideal. And I'd love to start with a little bit from my favorite poem, Rumi, and this comes from the book The Essential Rumi. There are a million different collections of Rumi's work, but the one that I often return to is The Essential Rumi, and I'll link to that in the show notes, primalpotential.com/623. Many of these things you've read probably in Chasing Cupcakes, because there's a lot of my favorite Rumi stuff in Chasing Cupcakes, but I pulled a couple pieces that I wanted to kick off with. Fermentation is one of the oldest symbols for human transformation. When grapes combine their juice and are closed up together for a time in a dark place, the results are spectacular. I love that because it gives me a sense of excitement over all the things that don't feel good, over all the hard parts, over all the challenges. I get this sense of excitement when I think about the struggle, when I think about what feels hard, because I think about transformation and how it happens. And I talked about this with my friend Brooke, and I think I shared it on a recent webinar. But a lot of people are focused on the fruit. I want it now. And they're not focused on the process. Making wine means the grapes are crushed. Crushed, it's brutal, right? Making wine takes time. Sometimes it seems like nothing is happening. But you can't turn away and forget about it and think all is lost. You gotta wait and be patient. And they're stored in the dark after being crushed. And the results are spectacular. I share that to encourage you. Too many times we take these hard moments, these dark times, and we accept it as the end of the story or the way it will always be or as good as it gets. And that is simply false. That is simply false. A couple other thoughts from The Essential Rumi. That's the name of the collection, by the way. Never hide your heart. Keep open there. Be empty of worrying. Why do you stay in prison when the door is so wide open? Live outside the tangle of fear thinking. Live outside the tangle of fear thinking. That seems so real to me, this idea of the tangle of fear thinking. I get that so deeply because I've spent a lot of time there in the what ifs or the if onlys or the when thens. If I could just lose this weight, then I would start doing more things, or I would be more social, or I would start dating. Live outside the tangle of fear thinking. Why do you stay in prison when the door is so wide open? I think of all of those lines, though. The one that I love most is never hide your heart. Keep open there. Because for so long, and I didn't realize I was doing this, right? But for so long, I had my walls up because I didn't believe that I could change or I would change or that this time would be different. And I was hiding my heart. Defensiveness, fear thinking. We're not saying boldly, this is what I want. I'd like some help. I want to change my life. I want to live well. I want to stop hiding. It's okay to allow yourself to believe, to allow yourself to hope, to step outside the way things have always been. But sometimes the familiar feels more comfortable, even if it's awful. Even if it's awful, and I don't want that for you. Today I want to talk about some of the ways that fear holds us back. I want to talk about some of the ways that we are choosing, even if not aware of it, to live small and to play scared and to stay safe when there is, right now, today, a different option available to you. It's okay if right now it feels really hard. And it's okay if right now it feels really dark. That does not mean it will remain that way. You can make it amazing. Before we go deeper into this topic, I want to share with you that today's episode is brought to you by our very newest sponsor, Four Sigmatic, F-O-U-R Sigmatic, Four Sigmatic. I switched a few months ago now, maybe close to like 5 months ago, I'd say. I switched over to exclusively drinking Four Sigmatic coffee. I love coffee. It's one of the highlights of my day. And I was hesitant to switch. But there were a lot of reasons to give it a shot. Number one, it's free of mycotoxins. Number two, it's organic. But the third thing that really differentiates Four Sigmatic is that they include therapeutic mushroom blends, which you cannot taste at all. There are a few foods that I really don't like. Mushrooms and olives are two of them, and really the only ones that are significant enough that I like would not order something on the menu that had either. But you do not taste it. Well, why would they include them? Because they have really powerful health benefits. And I like their traditional, just their regular old coffee. That's what I drink most. But it has lion's mane, which helps with focus. And I really do notice more mental clarity. So I'm all for that. If I'm going to drink coffee, I'd love coffee that has some extra health benefits. And that's why I love Four Sigmatic. But the other thing that I love is that most of their products come in little individual serving packets, which makes them very easy for travel because I do not like hotel coffee at all. And it's awesome to bring these with me when I'm traveling. So I also love, love, love their turmeric latte. It is so good. And it too has a bunch of therapeutic extracts in it to enhance the health boosting properties because we obviously know turmeric is a great anti-inflammatory, but they take it to the next level. And if I don't want something hot, I'll take the packet of the turmeric latte mix and I'll put it into my smoothie to get that turmeric and all the great benefits from it, but not have a hot beverage. So I hope that you will give it a try, show your love and support because they are supporting all of us here at Primal Potential. I will link to Four Sigmatic over in the show notes, but you can go directly to foursigmatic.com/primal. That's foursigmatic, Four Sigmatic. It's four spelled out. Use the coupon code PRIMAL to save 15%, and I'll link all of that up in the show notes as well. But I hope you will show them some love. Give it a try. I would love to know what you think of the flavor. To me, it just tastes like good coffee. You do not get any hint of mushroom. And when I gave it to my boyfriend, he was super skeptical. Like, I don't know about this mushroom coffee thing. But he really loved it. He actually, his favorite is the turmeric latte more than just the regular black coffee. But he likes them both. So give it a try. Foursigmatic.com/primal or just go to foursigmatic.com. Use the coupon code primal to save 15%. Give it a go, even if just for your summer travel, so that you can have some really great coffee options when you're on the road. Let's get back to what holds us back. Fear of failure, fear of missing out, fear of spending money, fear of hard work, fear of change, fear of the unknown. We will keep our lives so small if we stop at those fears. If we do not intentionally say, I choose to go beyond this to open up my life. I refuse to limit what is possible for my life by stopping at the boundaries of these fears, where it starts to get uncomfortable, where I start to play the what ifs or the oh no's. There's this beautiful quote by June Singer that says, in exchange for the promise of security, many people put a barrier between themselves and the adventures that could put a whole new light on their lives. In exchange for the promise of security, right? If I just stay safe in my little bubble here, then I don't have to dance with what if I fail? What if I quit? What if it's not worth it? What if I look stupid? What if somebody thinks I'm crazy? Do it anyway. Be so intentional about stepping outside those lines. You guys know I love to journal. And at the start of the year, I was really, really intentional about this question, what is possible, what is possible, what is possible? And lately, I've shifted because I got so much from that line of questioning. I wanted to move to a different question. And one of the questions that I ask myself every morning in my journaling now is, where have I limited myself? Like, where have I stopped at, oh, I don't know how people will respond to that, and I don't do something that I want to do, or I don't say something that I want to say, or I don't share something that I want to share because of fear of judgment, fear of criticism, fear of looking stupid or sounding stupid. Or maybe it's a financial fear. Where am I limiting myself because I'm worried that it might not pan out, because I'm worried that I might not make it work? And I am intentionally every day looking for something outside my comfort zone, looking for something that could open me up to rejection, that could open me up to embarrassment, that could open me up to risk, but also opens up my life, period, because I'm refusing to limit my life to wherever those fear boundaries are. Even with something as simple as what we wear, are you limiting your wardrobe? I know that sounds so crazy, but these are the ways that fear can completely take over our lives. Are you limiting your wardrobe by what you think other people will approve of? Or, oh gosh, I don't want people to be looking at my arms. Or, you know, what if they think my knees look fat in this? Refuse to limit your life to those boundaries. That's one of the first kind of like low-hanging fruit opportunities to practice. My Master's Club members make fun of me all the time because I'm always talking about my pink pants, right? Which is really just a metaphor for fear in life in general and stepping beyond it. But the whole reason I bought pink pants and more recently bought red pants and whatever else is because it was my way of saying I won't limit my life to jeans and black pants and, you know, whatever else because I have big, strong legs. I'm just not going to do that. I'm going to wear pink pants. I'm going to wear red pants. I'm going to wear a bathing suit because I refuse to continue limiting my life to the boundaries of my comfort zone. That is a small way to live. That will keep me from so much growth, from so much connection, from so much experience, from so much opportunity. Sometimes we will stay with the familiar awful, overstepping into the unfamiliar incredible. I did that. I did that for way too long, stayed with the familiar awful instead of stepping into the unfamiliar incredible. Because I was afraid, because I was unsure, because I didn't know what it would be like, because I doubted myself, and I let fear, I let my past, I let my wild mind keep my world so small. I let it keep me in depression, and that just made my fear grow. Right? One of the primary reasons that we're talking about this today is because I've been having a bunch of conversations with people who are letting fear keep them from the 12 weeks to transformation. It is 100% fine if you think something else is a better fit for you and you're going to do that. Amen to you. Go do it. And I will cheer you on and be in your corner and always be here to support. It's okay if you hear what it is and you say, that's not for me. Totally okay. But what I think is not okay is letting fear be the barrier, because you're choosing to stand behind that fear. You're choosing to limit your life. And I've talked to so many people who are afraid that they're going to quit, afraid that they're going to disengage, afraid that it's not going to work, afraid that it'll be like every single time before. And I'm saying, do not limit your life. Do not make decisions based on your fears. I've always found it tough or incomplete to try to describe this feeling of wanting something but letting fear hold you back, having those like, oh, this could be great, but I'm not sure, I'm afraid, what if, oh no, letting that fear hold you back, wanting something and choosing to stand behind the barrier of your fear. I've always struggled to describe that. Fortunately, somebody else described it really beautiful, even though Mark Nepo was describing something else. I thought it was the perfect description for this feeling. He talks about the pain of a dog staked and running, pretending we don't know any better. Staked and running. And maybe it felt so real because when Rumi, my puppy, who's four and a half months old now, when he's on his lead, and he takes off running, and I'm thinking, oh gosh, because he's out like a cannon for like 2 seconds. And then he gets caught up, right? Staked and running, pretending we don't know any better. That fit my past to a T. Like completely. I want more. Boom, fear stops me and keeps my world small. And I've seen this play out in conversation after conversation. Oh my gosh, Elizabeth, I listened to episode 621, or I listened to your client share the story about how she feels empowered and she's happier than ever and she never thought this was possible for her, but boom, stop. Staked and running, pretending you don't know any better. Fear of failure. Fear of missing out. Fear of spending money. Fear of hard work. Fear of change. Fear of the unknown. People hear the possibility. They connect to the possibility for transforming their lives, for breaking themselves open, for finally getting rid of the struggle. And then they remain on the other side of this fear. They act as if it's a brick wall, this fear. I can't get across because this fear is here. It's a door. You can walk through it. And I want you to walk through it, because on the other side of it is where all the possibility lies, where all your potential lies. Don't be like a dog staked and running, pretending you don't know any better. I had a really interesting conversation with my boyfriend the other night. He's pretty black and white. He's not, if we could characterize things as like woo-woo and the opposite of woo-woo, he's the opposite of woo-woo. He's just like so, I say this with like total appreciation for it and a need for it in my life because he keeps my feet on the ground, but he's so basic, right? Like, it's just everything is very, very simple to him. So we're sitting on the couch the other night and we were talking about something, and I asked him, I think I said, is there anything that you're worried about? And he said, nope, I learned that on the first day of basic training. And I'm wondering, why have you not explained this to me before? How has this not come up? And I said, what did you learn? Like, what do you mean you learned this on your first day of basic training? So we're sitting on the couch as we're having this conversation in the living room. And he goes, all right, the room's on fire. How are you going to get out? And I point behind us towards the kitchen and I said, I'm going to go that way. And he said, you can't, it's blocked. So I point in front of us kind of towards the bedroom, the front door is through that way. And I said, that way. And he said, you can't, it's blocked. So I point to the right to the closet and there's like a window that's close to the ground in there. And I said, that way. He said, nope, it's blocked. So I point one more direction. He says, nope, it's blocked. And at this point I was like, all right, whatever, then I die. And he said, you just killed yourself with what ifs. And it's not typical that, you know, he's giving or sharing these lessons, right? So I appreciated it so deeply. And it feels very relatable to me because when I have these conversations with people about the 12 weeks to transformation, well, what if I, you know, have a bad week, or what if I lose my motivation, or what if I fall off the wagon or disengage or drift? You're killing yourself with what if, because there's another what if. What if I ask Elizabeth for help? What if I trust that it's designed to help me stay engaged? What if I trust that this is the very best thing and I will not allow myself to stand on the other side of my fear? One of my affirmations that I say all the time, and many of you that I've talked to on the phone in the last couple weeks have heard me say it to you, fear is a liar because I create my results. I create my results. So instead of staying in the fear and the potential problem or the, you know, imagined loss, what can I do to make this great? What would it take for me to make this different? What do I need in general or from Elizabeth? What do I need to create success here? Or you can stand behind that fear and pretend that it's a brick wall and not see it as a doorway. But I don't want that for you. I don't want that for you. Refuse to stay behind the barriers of fear. They are not walls, they're doors. And I know that this can be difficult, and I know that this can be uncomfortable, but staying where you're at is also difficult. And living in the fear and the worry and the doubt is also really uncomfortable. Somebody said to me the other day, you know, I'm worried that I'm going to quit, that I'm going to give up. And I said, that's the reason you need a coach, not the reason not to have a coach. That is the exact reason. What you are using to say, I don't think so, is the very reason that it would be so impactful for you. Somebody said, you know, I'm really worried about spending the money. I understand that because I felt that way when I invested in my mastermind and then just like a week later invested in my coach or vice versa. But it called me to another level of performance. It kind of put my feet to the fire and said, all right, now it's real. And I needed that seriousness. It kind of pulled me through the door. All right, I'm doing this. It's real now. Don't let your life stay small. Don't let your mind stay small. Don't limit your experiences because you choose to let fear be the barrier. Fear is a liar because you create your results. Registration closes tomorrow for the summer 12 weeks to transformation. And I know that the people that I work with this summer are going to be the people sharing their stories in 84 days about how they are happier than they've ever been, how they feel more in control than they've ever felt, how they didn't think this kind of change was possible for them, and how their lives are transformed through the experience. And I don't want you to miss it because you're on the other side of your fear. If you want to talk about it, let's talk about it because registration closes tomorrow. There's no better time than now. I don't want you to wait. I wish I hadn't waited. I wish I had started years before I did. couple decades. So if you have questions, reach out right now and let me know. You can register at primalpotential.com/ready. Primalpotential.com/ready. Or you can go to the show notes page for today's episode, primalpotential.com/623. No matter what you choose, no matter where you're at in your journey, no matter where the fear shows up in your life, fear of judgment, fear of failure, fear of the unknown, fear of loss, refuse to stay on the other side of your fear. It's not a wall. It's a doorway. I hope you make today amazing, and I hope I get to work with you this summer. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.